Coronation has a very simple, compelling fund range. We have a 5 local funds and 5 offshore funds. In the local fund range, we essentially have 5 funds that meet 3 investors' needs. At the beginning of the risk-return trade-off, one has our income fund, the Coronation Strategic Income Fund. It is an asset allocation fund that can invest in the yielding asset classes and is intended to be a smart alternative to money market funds. In the capital preservation space, the living annuity space, we have 2 funds, the Balanced Defensive and Capital Plus funds. Balanced Defensive has the same risk budget as most competitor funds out there in the market. It looks to preserve capital over 12 months and has a very conservative risk budget. Capital Plus is our flagship capital preservation fund. It also looks to preserve capital over 12 months, but it has a higher risk budget. It does mean that there will be more volatility over time, but we think that that risk budget is critical for investors if they are to fight the ravages of inflation over prolonged periods of time. We think Coronation Capital Plus should be in every living annuity fund in South Africa. In the long-term growth space, we have the Balanced Plus Fund, which is, if not the top performing, one of the top performing balanced funds in South Africa over all meaningful periods. And finally, the Top 20 Fund is our flagship equity fund. It's the top performing equity fund in South Africa over all meaningful periods. Just for investors to understand, it's a concentrated fund. It contains Coronation's top 20 picks. And because it's concentrated, it's going to be volatile. It is going to have poor years. Over time, however, the returns we expect to be substantially ahead of the market. This is what it's achieved over its history. And we think it's just important that investors understand that it should be blended together with other equity funds. In our foreign fund range, we have 5 simple funds that meet, once again, investors' 3 basic needs. Starting off at the bottom of the risk return profile, we have our Coronation Latitude Fund. It is identical to Capital Plus. What Capital Plus has done in South Africa over the years, it has the same risk budget. It also looks to preserve capital over 12 months. And one should invest over the next 5 to 10 years. One should expect from the next 5 to 10 years in this fund what one has got from Capital Plus over the years. Next up in the risk return profile, we have the Global Managed Fund, which has the identical risk budget to the Balanced Plus Fund. It's a new fund. It's one of the only true offshore balanced funds in South Africa, and we're very optimistic about its prospects. In the equity space, we have the World Equity Fund, which is the top performing world equity fund in South Africa over meaningful periods. And it's managed by Tony Gibson. And then we have a new fund just over a year old, the Coronation Emerging Market Fund, performed absolutely fantastically since listing and is the only emerging market equity unit trust in South Africa. All of the foreign funds are available also in dollars with externalized rands, and they will all be available on all the major platforms from the first quarter of 2010.